My Heart Cries Out, written by Paul David Tripp, narrated by Bevan Greiner. Preface. I am not a poet. I am a pilgrim. I am not attracted to formal, overly romantic Christian verse. But I think that we do not train our eyes to see enough, our hearts to consider enough, and our emotions to celebrate enough the glories of the grace that is showered down on us in a thousand ways every day. What you are about to read are notes from my journey through the struggle of God's amazing grace. These are my meditations on the intersection between God's ever-present grace and my ever-present battle to live out of the resources of that grace while I walk my way through this sadly broken and dysfunctional world. You may be wondering why I used both the words glories and struggle to describe a life of grace. Well, God's grace is glorious. It is the single stellar glory of the life of God's children. There is no glory in this created world, no matter how beautiful, that can compete with the beauty of God's rescuing, forgiving, transforming, empowering, and delivering grace. There is no human achievement, no personal accomplishment, and no community victory that can do for us what God's grace can do. There is nothing that we can be given that can accomplish in us and for us what God's grace can. The love of no one in our lives has the power to do what the amazing grace of God's boundless love can do for us. This grace really is so counterintuitive and mind-blowing that we will spend all of eternity performing exegesis on it, celebrating it, and worshiping the giver for it. Yet between the already of our conversion and the not yet of our homegoing, God's grace doesn't always look like grace. Instinctively, we think that God's grace will be a warm hug, a cool drink, an encouraging word, or a motivating insight. We look for grace to relieve and to release us, and sometimes it does. But God's grace regularly comes to us in uncomfortable forms. God's grace causes us to face things in ourselves that are hard to see, consider, accept, and confess. Often God's grace takes us into things we would like to avoid, things that are hard, discouraging, and sad. God's grace will not only give us wonderful gifts, but it will also take precious things away from us. It will not only tell us the best news ever, it will also force us to accept the worst news we could ever be told. It will not only tell us that God is strong, but it will remind us of how weak we are without Him. It will not only gift us with incredible wisdom, it will require us to face the fact that sin reduces all of us to fools. God's grace will not only introduce us to the only one in the entire universe that is truly worthy of our worship, but will also expose the catalog of God's replacements that regularly capture the affections of our hearts. One of the primary struggles of the Christian life is this. Grace doesn't always seem attractive to us. You see, there is often a difference between what we think we need and what our God of grace knows that we need. And even if we are right in knowing what we need, we fail to understand what is necessary to produce that needed thing in us. So often we'd rather have a season when life is easy, predictable, and the people around us are drama-free, then we would like to have a season where transforming grace takes us to new depths of humility, understanding, maturity, and worship. So in each of our lives, grace is both a glory and a struggle. What you are about to read are my honest meditations on that struggle. They are my spontaneous responses to my journey through glory and struggle. They are celebratory hymns, disappointing cries, pleas for help, groans of confusion, shouts of joy, theological meditations, desperate requests, heartfelt confessions, hope for help in temptation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?